This is as groovy as it gets.
Oprah, can you hear me? Oprah versus Donald 2020 is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbero and a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2019. America is courtesy of New Threads off their new album, Felonious Roma.
Hi, this is Julie, and I am here with Susan, and we're back.
And so tell us, what are we going to talk about with the Kabbalion today, Julie?
Well, you know,
because I think this is going to be, I think just the fact that we're going to have this conversation, I think is conversation worthy.
Well, you know the kind of conversations I like to have, and we podcast a tiny percent of them, which is to the benefit of the listeners, yet there's a whole bunch of other conversations we have that go right into the energy. I'm bored talking about, you know, celebrity stuff and stuff that's going on the news, whatever the news is, whether it's true or fake. And so, well, what you said, you just began this podcast by saying, you know, what are we going to talk about with the Kabbalion today? And really, those two words, the Kabbalion today, are really important because it's all around us. And so any way, shape, or form that you can sense and be aware of the Kabbalion working around you, I think, is interesting. Because if you're you know, going through all these podcasts, we have a number of podcasts on the Kabbalion. We have an ebook that, you know, looks at it so you can study it even more, you know, by challenging yourself. Yet, you know, you're working with, and if you're just sitting and kind of listening to it, at some point, you know, you're absorbing, your cells are absorbing it as energy as well. And isn't it cool to kind of notice around you when stuff from the Kabbalion is occurring? Why are you laughing?
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well,
tell our listeners, because I think they're very excited.
Oh, the title, we're talking about the Kabbalion in today's world. And so, you know, which is kind of our nature. We look at something that everybody knows, and we look at what it is that people are, quote unquote, familiar with. And so we, you know, can't help but connect the Kabbalion with Trump.
So that's what we're talking about today, folks. We're talking about the President of the United States, President Trump, and how this presidency relates to the Kabbalion. That, to me, is huge because people talk about the Kabbalion. They go into the philosophical roots of it and what they take from it. But to take that and put it into play for today, I think, is really the crux. If you really want to live in the Kabbalion, I just find that fascinating. So that's really what we're going to be focusing on.
And we've done other podcasts where we look at, you know, the Kabbalion in your life. And you really need to almost make a conscious and unconscious effort to just be aware of the principles and the energy and how it works around you. And so I think looking at Donald Trump in a different way is really cool. I mean, it's all the same thing you hear in the news, and we're not going to talk about that. It's all the same focus of what the topic of conversation is. Yet if you're really working with the energy and you're
well, that's what we're going to be talking about.
We're talking about it right now.
It's the energy. We're talking about the energy. And we're using the Kabbalion, because the Kabbalion is also a great way to expand your the vocabulary to talk about energy. Because energy, if you go into it, even vocabulary-wise, sometimes we struggle to find the words that we want to use.
Right.
But the Kabbalion helps to give us, a pathway of going about doing exactly what we want to do.
Right, right. And, you know, we have the certain benefit because, you know, through energetic invocations, we had science principles in that book which related to relationships and working mm-hmm. with relationships and pulling those science principles out and looking at which ones actually could possibly be what Donald Trump was doing before when he was running. And we put that in our book, Donald J. Trump, Do You Stand With Him? Who Does He Stand With? The Science and Energy Behind Trump, which is also in How Trump Wins.
Right.
we have the benefit of, you know, the detail part of what we're kind of looking at and comparing to the Kybalion, because we're going to compare those actual, you know, some are quantum physics principles, and that's not like, oh, wow,
and
this
then
is...
some of them are basic science principles, the standard principles that we all read and learned about in school.
Exactly, and they're all, you know, people are familiar with them and have said that, oh, I, you know, learned this in high school, or I, you know of this. So they're not like real high-tech complicated principles.
Oh, God, because I can't do that. I can't...
Hey, Susan, do you remember when Trump meant you're throwing down one of those special cards in the Game of Whist?
Yep, I do.
Now it takes on a whole new meaning, huh?
It does.
And so in our Trump book that we wrote, How Trump Wins, we really look at the cool aspect of the energy, all personalities aside.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that nobody else did. But we did, and it's actually kind of interesting.
It is, and it's out there. Hey, it's Julie here, and we have to do this interruption really quick because we only have a couple of seconds because we're interrupting some good content, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
And what are we interrupting for? That was too long of a gasp. We're interrupting to say we have ebooks, books, and podcasts galore.
Just very basic. And you know, I've always believed that if you can talk about something in very simple, easy terms... and you keep it very basic, it is so powerful.
Right.
It is much more powerful than if you get caught up in these, you know, big definitions and you know, going on to what other people have said.
Right. And so, you know, for me, what's fascinating in relation to this is take, you know, the principles in the Kybalion and see where the actual principle of mentalism or correspondence or vibration or polarity or rhythm or cause and effect or even gender relate to some of the actions and things that Donald Trump's doing.
Well, I'd like to start even a step before that, because in the very beginning of Hermetic philosophy, I'm going to read the first line, "The lips of wisdom are closed except to the ears of understanding." Okay, that was actually the second one. I really wanted to read. Wait a second. "Where fall the footsteps of the master, the ears of those ready for his teachings open wide." And so you have to, again, we're going to take this and we're going to throw it at Trump. And if you're for him or against him, I could care less, because I'm not for or against him. He's a great example and we're going to use it. He came for a reason. He is now president for a reason. And I read this line, and I don't want to give anyone the master and we're the students. I don't want to put that. Mm-hmm. Yet, he showed up, and he's presenting the presidency in a way that has never been, it's never been presented before. Right. He said that he has turned the United States and the other countries really into a company. Because that's what he does. He runs companies.
Right.
And before we even get into the principles, just the basic tenement of, he showed up at this point because there's something he's showing to the American people, maybe the world, that we're getting. There's a reason he's there showing us. Mm. And I don't mean it out that Trump is, you know, he's all-knowing, but he really is going in there and kicking around things in, you know, the political arena, bringing it to the forefront. I mean, this whole thing with, you know, Epstein is, you know, and he could be just as guilty. I don't know. I'm hearing all the conspiracy theories, but it's something different, because when all the traditional career politicians were in, this stuff was still always going around.
Right.
But we didn't hear about it.
Right.
And, you know, and now it's coming out. And, you know, and we were joking, and I'm not going off on a tangent because I think it relates, that when this whole thing died, when Epstein died, it was like in the news for a day, and then that was the end of it. You didn't hear anything about it. And now, you know, his brother went out and got another autopsy and had another, and so it's becoming and all I kept thinking is, why did this just go away like overnight? And I think that there's a lot of stuff going on, and not that we don't know it, but with Trump in there, he's kind of kicking things around a little bit, and it's coming out.
Right, right. And I think there's, I think certain, you know, unfortunately you turn on the TV, the radio, and you look on the internet, and there's just certain stuff you see, even in, we know the algorithms, right. We know whatever, there's just certain stuff you see, and there's ad dollars and blah, blah, blah. That's the whole part of the system and the mechanism. Yet, you know, we had said this before, you know, we could talk about, you know, Stan or, you know, Philip down the road, but nobody knows Stan or Philip down the road who could be using the Kabbalion principles in his community. He could be a shop owner. He could be doing this. But if we said, hey, we're going to talk about, you know, Philip or Stan down the road, it'd be nobody, like, who the heck is that? And if you look at Trump, you could say, well, this could be quite a stretch. Yet, you know, we already did the pre-work.
Right.
So we already did the pre-work.
But I just thought when
we have the science principles. And I agree with you. Because, the first thing you want to come into, you know, first, sometimes whatever the feeling of people occurs is, oh, I don't like him. Or do you like him? Or and we're not even talking about that. We're not talking about the character. We're talking about the energy.
And that's, thank you, because what I'm really trying to say is Trump being the president has changed the energy of the presidency, has changed the energy of the country.
Right.
And of course, we have a strongly divided country, which there's always people that don't want change and people that want change. And of course, he's going to show up when the time for him to be in that position is when it happens.
Right.
And I just, before we even get into the principles, because I opened that and I got that sensation of like, this is interesting, because we talked, you know, and I'm, you know, you and I have written books, we self-publish, because we're like, we don't need to go through a publisher.
Right.
So the publishing industry has changed.
Yep.
We now know that a lot of the television and movie, because of Weinstein and all these, a lot of that is changing.
Mm.
And there are, the independent indie films and everything else are becoming more. So what's the last big thing to topple, you would think, would be politics. And so I just throw that out as to start the conversation. This is, I just, as I thought about it, I'm like, that's an interesting concept.
And you know, it's funny because generically from what you said about, you know, a country or whatever being divided between those who want to change and those don't, well, generically you always have that division. I mean, that's the Kabbalion. You always have that. Those, if you're in a company, if you're anywhere, it's not just now because of Trump.
Right.
So also, probably to stress more what you're saying, all this stuff that's rising to the surface is the real nitty-gritty of, you know, change and specifics. And, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, it comes out in character. It comes out in words. It comes out in crap. Yet, if you can push all that aside, and if you've been listening and really absorbing these podcasts on the Kabbalion and what we write and you know what we share and the energy that we share, there's something really fascinating in here, and it's worth looking at. And even if it's like, you know, a shot in the dark or just, you know, we're out in left field, whatever, it's still kind of cool because, you know, I can take the principles that we pulled out in our, you know, the Science and Energy Behind Trump book, and I can take them and I can directly assign them to the Kabbalion. It's really easy.
So go ahead, I want you to start.
And so, this is debatable. It's all debatable.
Of course,
everything is debatable.
Unless Hermes Trismegistus is going to sit in that chair right over there,
he is sitting there.
Unless he sits there and says, then everything is open to interpretation.
Right.
And that's what we're giving an interpretation. You don't have to agree.
Exactly. And the cool part about this is it gets
you'd be smart if you did.
Yeah. And the cool part of this is it gets you back into just the generic kind of, you know, raw energy of the principles. And so if we look at the first one in mentalism, where all is mind, the universe is mental. I mean, if you look at some of the elements and the principles that we mentioned, you know, huge. That's the power of positive thinking. huge mentalism. I mean, it's just, that's a no-brainer. It's thinking, it's thoughts, it's, you know, what you tap into, the energy of that, and the energy of thoughts.
So I agree with you. I'm going to go a step further.
Okay.
When I say the principle of mentalism and the all is mind, the universe is mental, we have talked about the power of positive. There's so many things. Schrodinger's cat to me is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Schrodinger's cat is, it can be, you know, black, or it could be white, or it could be, you know, God, many shades of gray. I hate to throw that to that term, but what I'm saying is, I know, is that when the principle of mentalism, meaning that it is all interpretation, and we talked about it in the book. That he talks about the wall in Mexico and putting it up. And he makes, if you don't live in one of the adjoining, you know, the states that border Mexico, it's sort of not in your thought.
Right.
You kind of, it's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes in and he talks about it. He ties it to all the drug problems, and we know the drug cartels, but he goes... And what he's doing is he's painting a picture so that we look at it, and he's creating the picture so that we now see the picture and we're in alignment with the mental creation he brought into the space.
Right.
Because honestly, a lot of what occurs in Washington, unless you have one specific topic that's near and dear to your heart. You really don't have a perspective on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, you know, I'll go the LGBT rights. Like, I'm not. I believe everybody. I don't get into their specific issues because I just believe everybody needs to be treated with respect. And we talk about that with energy. You go in energy.
Yep.
You know, it's like a different. It's like a black shirt or a blue shirt or a red shirt. You see that, but that's all you see. You don't get beyond that. So, but if I were in that group of people, then that would, you know, and then I would be more intimate to the details as to what I, but if I'm not, and I use the same thing about the whole Mexico thing, he and the politicians go in there and they create let me tell you what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that that's they're using the principle of mentalism.
Right.
They're creating the picture that they want us all to see. And we talk about Schrodinger's cat because it can go either way. We don't know what's, you know, they talk about, yeah, I keep going, I'm sorry.
No,
because my daughter's like, you keep talking. And
it's beautiful what you're saying because you put the power of positive thinking together with Schrodinger's cat. And, you know, we're observing something and creating the experience and outcome. And you know, you said it beautifully, because how would we observe something that we really wouldn't observe in the first place?
Hi, this is Julie here with Susan. And I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, because you tricked me into writing it. And it wrote itself. And I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
What you know, you? I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful. And I love the way it slides into the Endra book. So the Endra scripts is really fun as well. So I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome.
Hey, Susan, the secret's out.
Oh, no.
Well, they can't tell from my accent, but probably from yours. Yeah, we're from Boston. But the really funny thing is, our stuff is all over. We have 4 podcast shows. You can find them on Spotify, and you can find them everywhere you listen to podcasts. And we have lots of books and ebooks on Amazon, and that's worldwide. So do you feel adventuresome?
Sure.
This is Susan. I'm here with Julie and my daughter Danielle. We stole her back from Canada. She's excited to be a part of these podcasts and commercials.
It's been great hearing you guys, wanting to be here with you, and now being able to be in the same room.
And is that what you felt when you were listening to the podcast, that you were here with us?
Every time you guys laughed, had jokes.
And every time you stumbled.
I felt like I was there watching.
And I have to admit it, I've been taking a little bit of Danny's advice, because I know she said the most enjoyable podcasts are when I went for Susan's jugular. So
sometimes I'm like, this isn't fun enough. Let me at her.
And I'm still standing.
Of course you are. Standing.
All of the podcasts are getting even more energized. We're expanding our own minds and our own vision, and we're sharing it. So grab a hold, because we're going nonstop right up to the top of the mountain.
Woo!
We would have no relevancy to it, and he creates that more intimate look at the problems, and it's what we said in the book, at the problems, we see the problem, and then we start to see the solution in a different way. Mm-hmm. And if that's not being in all his mind, mm-hmm. I mean, then what is? You know,
exactly.
The universe is mental, and that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can even throw in, I mean, we talk about the principle of, you know, Einstein talking about matching the frequency.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And the energy with the frequency of the reality you want. And Donald Trump, I mean, we know that. You said earlier, he's you know, changing what is understood as the presidency. And it's funny because, I mean, he's such a character. And now it's hard, like, I start to think of Alec Baldwin in Saturday Night Live, because he does them so well, but he's such a character that we don't even know if that's Donald Trump, and I'm not even going to get into that. Yet, you know, you mentioned that he was changing the skill set, and he has, and even if you say, well, Donald Trump hasn't really been the president, he's still there as the president.
Mm.
So we understand, we're observing something.
And a lot of things is... the whole, you know, right now, the one thing that Trump has put out that I think everybody at this point really does understand, that the news is fake.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
fake is a strong word. The new, I don't want to say that because I don't know the specifics, but I would say very heavily, the news is biased.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a complete unbiased. And depending on who you talk to and what station you listen to, or what reporter, or what, you know, whatever reader, whatever, you know, newspaper you read, whatever, they're all going to have their own version of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And each one is out there trying to get the public, the general public, who doesn't know Trump, who doesn't know the politicians, who is not intimately involved in the process, they're trying to get all those unsuspecting people to believe their story.
Right.
And you know what? I don't know what the story is. I can listen to different ones, and I know what they're I know what they're trying to get me to believe. But I am also, I know, unless I'm there, I don't know what the story is.
Right.
Because the truth is obviously going to be for whoever's saying the story.
Right. And I mean, you know, it's general knowledge. We know, you know, when from whatever you see, you know, whatever you absorb, that, you know, there are programming aspects to everything.
Of course.
And so what are people interested? What are they not? What stories get dropped? I mean, you know, we all heard, you know, all that scene in the movie went on the cutting room floor, you know, that got cut. So we all know that, you know, other stuff rises to the surface. So, you know, as you say that about the news, I mean, and again, these people, that's their job. And, you know, Trump, and I've said this before, it's like Trump has made millionaires out of people that weren't even in those positions before. I can think of, you know, and that's not important.
Well,
but
if you run it as a business, that's the metric.
Mm-hmm.
Who's making money, who's not.
Right.
Like it or not, I'm not here to judge that.
Right.
But I'm very clear. If it's a business, that's what the bottom line is. And if all these people are making their money, then they're going to perpetuate what he wants as well, because it works for them as well as...
Right. And yet, you know, I mean, I can't help but go a little deeper, but... Because how extraordinary is that, as, you know, a model, and as, you know, an example of what occurs with mentalism. I mean, how extraordinary is that? I mean, the conversation for the last how many years has been about Donald Trump, in quotes. And and it's still the impeachment for how many years, and how extraordinary is that? That this is, I mean, as all is mind, I mean, it's funny. You know, if you wake up and you say, I'm not feeling well, well, guess what? Eventually, you're not going to feel well continuously. And this is just a perfect, extreme example of what occurs when that's all that's
so
in the thought process.
What I think is important, and you're saying it, is that the principle of mentalism, when you look at the Kabbalion, everything is builds off of that principle. All the rest of the principles, correspondence, cause and effect, rhythm, all of that polarity, all builds off of mentalism. And it's the same with this. That's what you're saying, that with Trump, they create the mental picture, and then they want everyone to believe it. And from that, everything else is created. So if they're successful in getting you to that point, then they just continue to build on it, which is exactly what happens in the Kabbalion. The mentalism is the biggest thing. What do we want them to believe? We have to paint the picture so they see it. And then when the picture's there, then it goes into, like I said, we could talk about correspondence.
Right. And you know, you're saying, and this isn't a comment, but you know, we're using they, and really the they is us. It's us. I mean, we have power over our minds. We can do anything. And so what are we thinking about?
Well, I think it's, I just go to, you and I have had a lot of conversations about, in our other podcast, Trump versus Oprah, Oprah versus Trump, and would Oprah run for the presidency? And the reason why is because we can see, we see something different. And it's not that they versus us, because we are we are they, just as you said. We are they. But I can see it, and you can see it. And so we can't help to talk about it, and it doesn't mean that we're not affected.
Right.
But you're seeing what's happening, and we're like, you know, one of those like, hello, does anybody else see this? Are we like, and so, and I think that's important. We see it. It doesn't mean that we're not a part of it.
And
I just think it's worthy of explaining that difference.
Exactly. And it's a constancy, and you know, you can relate that to the constancy of what you put in your mind and what you say. And you know, I'll admit, I was watching something on demand, and Jimmy Fallon came on, and he had Nancy Pelosi on, and I thought, huh, Nancy Pelosi's on Jimmy Fallon? Oh, no, I'm sorry, it wasn't Jimmy Fallon, it was the other one, Steve Colbert. And Nancy Pelosi was on there, and I happened to be awake, and I was watching it, and I was like, huh. And then, of course, you know, it's funny, because, you know, what does Nancy Pelosi remind you of? You know, Trump. It's like, it's almost like, remember that old thing, the 3 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Seven degrees. Well, then it turned into 3 degrees, I think, or whatever. Six, seven, three, whatever. It's the same thing. And yet, you know, you take the application of, you know, everything, and, you know, it's Trump, what's going on with Trump. It's a, I mean, it's a brand marketing, but it's also, you know, associative with mentalism.
And mental. So the most important thing that I think I wanted to make as a point is mentalism in the Kabbalion is the basis of everything else. It all builds on that, because when we would talk about it as you go through the podcast, we kept, well, we couldn't help but bring in the mentalism principle.
Right.
And it's the same with this.
Right.
So why don't you guys stay listening, and we're going to continue our podcasts, and we're going to go into each of these principles very deeply.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts, along with our Donald Trump and Oprah books for this series. Find great music by New Threads on iTunes, Spotify, and on newthreads.us.